You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show, WGXC. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson, and we are having our Radios in Motion Summer Pledge Drive. And I am thrilled to have a new member to the Catskill community, Blake. Hi.
Hello.
So nice that you're here. So Blake and Ben have opened Village Commons.
Yes.
So I have so many questions to ask you, but let's start with, why do you think community radio is important?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking when I was listening to the previous artist.
Writer? Writer,
that this, for me, this is where I discovered my tribe. This is where my community radio back home. I'm from Louisiana. And
What is your community radio in Louisiana? Do you remember?
91.1 KLSU is amazing.
Okay, shout out. KLSU in Louisiana.
Yes.
All right.
That's where I found the music that I love, the things that weren't top 40, and I just felt I found my tribe there.
Yeah.
And I felt a part of the community through this radio station.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you mentioned the word tribe, because when Margaret and I moved here, that was one of the key words that we were after. Blake is trying to stretch his headphones so he can listen in our ad-lib situation here.
We're good.
We're good. All right. Tribe. Tribe is so important. It's so important to live within, your tribe, your
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have recently moved to Catskill. You've been here a couple months?
Yeah, since February. We just moved. And
you came from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What part?
The Poconos. From the Poconos to the Catskill.
There's a song in there somewhere. So why did you choose Catskill?
We were looking at the Catskills in general. You know, we do a lot of work in this area with the Village Common. We do, markets, and a lot of our clients are in this area. So we wanted to be more in the groove of what's going on in the movement of the Catskills, and no better town than the town of Catskill. So, there was something cool going on here, and we wanted to be a part of it.
Okay, let's talk about what Village Commons is.
Yeah, so we started in 2014. We are a company of handmade products. We make candles, we make scents, we make environment sprays, and they're all essential oil based. So we don't use anything synthetic, anything toxic. We hand make everything in our studio.
And your studio, we should tell everybody. So you very smartly have divided up your space. You have product making space behind the retail store part.
Yes.
So it's a good use of space, and I hope that will also mean longevity for you.
Absolutely. And we also get the opportunity to embrace other makers from the area or from, all across the country that are doing what we do. In our really small shop, we get to sell our stuff, but also other people's. So it's cool.
Yeah. Sounds a great
community.
Community. And you're living upstairs, right?
Yes, live upstairs. Exactly. So we're truly the shopkeepers.
This is a pop and pop store, right?
Exactly.
So you and Ben are couples.
Yes.
Outside of the work.
Exactly.
And did you start this store together as a gig to do something together? How did it begin?
It's kind of crazy that we are a couple. And actually, it's not that crazy because I hear it all the
time. Does he feel the same way?
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
it's a mutual crazy.
I'm
going to
check in with him tomorrow and ask him that question.
No, it started as, just a relationship, and we both were working corporate jobs in New York City.
And how long ago is this?
This was in 2013.
In 2013.
And, we were together for a year, and we decided, let's do our dream. We both wanted to have a store. We both wanted to have, make our own products, and we wanted to do a lot of things, and we could do it through the Village Commons. So it started with a relationship, it blended into a business.
What kind of corporate job?
We were both working at, can I say the name? Ralph Lauren?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We were doing,
Yeah, Ralph and I go back. It's okay.
I don't know. I was like, I was working in the website, doing, shoots and things like that. And Ben is actually an architect, so he was building new stores.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That's why your store looks so good aesthetically. it's Ben.
Yes, it's Ben.
Ben. Okay.
It is Ben.
Let me interrupt to say that Jane Toby's in the gallery with us and just made a donation to our fund drive. Thank you, Jane. How cool is that?
Yes.
You, too, can come by, bring that checkbook or cash, and make a donation for our Radios in Motion Summer Pledge Drive. You can also do that by calling 518-697-7400 or WGXC.org/donate. Or as I mentioned earlier, why not walk down to Magpie Books, and on their counter in that little box it says WGXC, slip in a $20 bill. Why not? Or you can go by 704 Columbia Street and meet Lynn and everyone there and also make a donation at the studio. Or, yes, of course, Neva's telling me you could also come by and see us and do what Jane did. Come by here and drop off a check. We have our little WGXC box as well. All right, so, Blake.
Yes.
Where were we? After Ralph.
Okay. So, yeah.
So he's the architect. He's the designer kind right. of the space. That's his skill set.
Exactly.
So why did you choose the products that you've selected?
We couldn't find the product that we wanted, you know.
Which is what?
Well, it started with our candles, and that's kind of the story that we were telling. I was making them as gifts in our kitchen. And
just for friends?
Just for friends and family. And we were very puzzled because we couldn't find anything that was essential oil based, something that's non-toxic, that had maybe three ingredients in it. So we set out and said, this is our business. You know, I feel like you need to, you know, what I hear is, you know, make sure when you're starting a business that you're solving a problem and not just doing whatever, you know, just doing things to do them. And so I thought, I had to create a product that I can stand behind, but also something that, it was what I was looking for,
sure.
You know, and I know other people are looking for it too.
So I have to ask, so
yes.
three ingredients.
So that's kind of the tagline that I use.
Uh-huh. So a candle, there's wax.
Yes.
And what are the other two?
The other two, well.
It could change, I guess.
Yes, but I think it's soy wax. We use coconut oil and essential oils, and that's it.
Oh.
Very straightforward. We hand blend all of our oils. So a lot of manual labor goes in, mm-hmm. but we didn't want, you know, a lot of the BS that you find in a lot of things on other shelves. You know, I mean, we burn a lot of really toxic things in our homes. We mm-hmm. spray a lot of toxic things mm-hmm. in our homes. And I think it was just, we wanted to be a part of that movement of readjusting ourselves.
A clean life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense. You know, I've often thought, we wonder why the cancer rate is so high
right.
in the developed Western world.
Yeah.
Guess what, folks? It's our linoleum. It's all those sprays. We've done a lot of it to ourselves. I don't know about all of it, but certainly a lot of it to ourselves. Well, that's cool. So you start out with candles.
Yes.
And then how did it grow from there?
So from there, we would have...
Well, I guess, so did you start doing fairs and shows? Is that how you started the business?
We actually did. And as I said before, Ben's an architect, so he was great with making other things. So we were starting to make jewelry out of found wood. We were starting to make handbags. And what we were hearing most at shows was that people wanted more scents, but they didn't want another candle. They wanted maybe a spray or a personal fragrance. And so we set out to say, and we heard it every single show. People were like, I don't burn candles. I want a spray. I like the scent, but I'd like to wear it on my body.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew with our ethos of creating safe and non-toxic products, we could reimagine our scents into something for the body or for the home or anything. So that's kind of how it blended and, you know, opened up over the years.
So I have a funny question.
Yes.
I know this is odd, but I can't resist. So is there a pet part of this at some point where there'll be sprays for pets?
Well, we are actually, so I don't know. I do have people that buy our sprays for their pets. Mm. Now, it's people that are well-educated. They know what their pet is, can and can't have and all these things.
Right, right, right.
I don't like to sell it that way, but yes, I definitely think because we have our puppy. So, you know, of course I'd love to group him into this, but... we are growing. That's not the direction we're going now, but definitely on the drawing board.
So just before we talk about the future, going back a step here, because you mentioned soy as a major ingredient. Is that a longer burning candle than a non-soy? Or how do you develop and measure burn time?
Well, I definitely think that a paraffin wax will burn longer, which is obvious because it's manufactured to burn longer. Mm-hmm. Soy is natural. So that's really the reason we chose it. We didn't, unfortunately, have the luxury of a burn time, you know, versus natural or non.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
The way we get our burn time is we just experiment. So we would use different forms of soy with the oil, with the wick. It's all, you know, it's taken like 3 years to... Mm-hmm. perfected, and we still perfect it every day.
Can we have a soy milk hot chocolate candle in the future? Is that at all possible? Can I dream?
It has to be natural, so anything that we make has to be naturally occurring, so I will do my best just for you.
You heard it here, folks, on Creative Community Radio, the future of soy milk hot chocolate candles. Well, the people that know me well are just doubling over in embarrassment right now. Let me say a few thank yous. Let's see. A big thank you to Axel Bishop of Hudson for the many nickels in honor of Max Hamill and his show, Instrumentality. WGXC Hands On Radio also wants to thank Ellen of Medusa, who wants everyone to listen to WGXC. What a great idea. Thank you for your support, Ellen. And another thank you. Hands On Radio News Update. ICC Board appoints many new staff. We're going to talk about that. New York ranks low for child poverty. That's good news. I did read something. I don't know if you saw this in the news. There was a listing of the best places for children to be raised, the best countries, and then the worst, of course. So the top ones were all the Scandinavian countries.
Of course.
Where all their health cares are taken, the people, you know, have a place to live, et cetera, et cetera. Although, I think Finland was first, tied with Slovenia.
Okay.
I thought, that was interesting. And sadly, all the worst places to raise a child right now were all in the African continent. Mm. That was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But guess what number the United States was? Make a wild guess. What did Neva say?
54.
Oh, 64. Blake, what do you think?
12. I don't know.
Well, we were 30. Jane, what do you think?
I'd say 25.
25. Okay, we were 36.
Wow.
The great leaders of the Western world, the freedom leaders, and we're 36 in terms of a best place to raise a child. Hello, what are we doing? Isn't
That's
that our
crazy.
Future? It's our future.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as the programs evolve. Okay, so what is the future of Village Commons?
Well, we had no idea we were going to be opening a store this year, so that's
Wait. You had no idea you're opening a store, but you did. So what was the light bulb that went on?
Well,
or when did it go on?
We were looking for a place to live. We have a great wholesale business, so we sell to a lot of stores throughout the country. Mm-hmm. So we really weren't looking for a store this early in our career as the Village Common Mercantile. We were looking more for studio space. So when they said, well, the apartment you're looking at has a shop underneath it that's for rent at the same time, we said, well, okay, great. Mm-hmm. And we can divide the space and we can, you know, we're using this space as a studio. Why not welcome people into what we do so they can see what we do, but also have an opportunity to talk to them about our products and products that we love. Mm-hmm. So that was what happened by chance.
It was fortuitous.
It was just, it was here and we said, let's do it. Yeah. We needed it. So,
yeah. I think earlier in the day, Sugar Shack host was in, and he was talking about how he came to Catskill, and in a period of a month, he got a girlfriend. In the last 4 years, he has two children with her. He got his radio show. He got a job that he's still at. I think there's something special going on here. Would you agree?
It's a magical place.
It's a magical place.
It is.
I bet if we went over to Hilo and asked Laura and Liam how they felt, I bet they would agree with that.
Well,
their place is magical.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're a huge creator of magicness around Catskill, so I love it.
Yeah. So you do have other products in your store.
Yes, we do.
How do you decide what to, you know, show and what not to show? It takes a lot of time to research products, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're lucky because we get to do a lot of markets with other really great brands that have the same ethos as we do and the same beliefs and are in the same vibe that we are. And we also, because we've been coming up to the Catskills and the Hudson Valley region for roughly 3 years, we've been in contact with really a lot of makers that we really love what they do. It's, great craftsmanship. And so we're blessed to be connected in that sense. And so when we had a store, and our store is literally like 140 square feet. It's tiny, but it's great.
Yeah, it's beautifully laid out.
Thank you.
It's very accessible, and you see things very clearly. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Very good vibes.
So we just wanted it to be clean, clear, but we were able to get the product because we knew a lot of people, which was great.
So it's personal relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Community.
Community, there's our tribe.
There you go.
So what's it like to live above your store? Is it like you can never leave? I mean, there must be advantages and disadvantages of that.
Well, it's great because as the owner of the business, I mean, you're on call 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a blessing and a curse, But I also don't have to wake up really early. I can stay late. I can do whatever I want. So it's great. I love it. You know.
Are you making a confession here that you're not a morning person?
No, I am a morning person. Oh. I get to ride my bike down to the end of the road every morning. So I can do that. I can hang out. I can go to Hilo. I can get a cup of coffee.
My goodness. And what about Ben?
He's sleeping. He's
asleep right now, folks.
Exactly.
4:40 and Ben couldn't make it today. Yeah, he's still in bed. Let's wake that boy up. Come on.
No, he'll get up.
All right. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
How funny.
I know.
So, do you like to travel?
Oh, my gosh. Ben and I both love to travel. Since we've been together, we've done a European tour. We drove across the country to California and back. We've driven to Louisiana and back, Florida and back.
So you're from Louisiana?
I'm from Louisiana.
Is he from Florida?
He's actually from Pennsylvania.
Ah.
But we were doing a family trip to Florida, so,
so
we drove.
What time of year did you do the drive across country?
To California?
Yeah.
It was just this past January.
In January? You went the southern route, I take it.
Well, we went Route 66.
We talked about this. You went to Chicago and then down Route 66.
Yes, and it was
the legendary
crazy.
Route 66.
Yeah, it was
such
crazy.
A great thing, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The people that know me know in my move here, I drove across the country 4 times.
That's right. That's right. You said
I loved every moment of it.
It's amazing.
I had no idea the country was so fantastic and so diverse.
Well, and the coolest part about, you're asking about travel, our product is inspired by travel. So each of our products is named after a specific place that we're inspired by. Or whatever, and so I also write a poem that comes with your candle or your spray that tells the story of why it's named what it's named and things like that.
What,
so,
what does a Kansas candle smell like?
Well, we haven't gotten a Kansas candle yet. We're still making our way.
Okay, but can you give us some examples? What
have
you done?
So our most popular is South of Monterey. So it's named after the Monterey area of California, and. What else? We have the Chizos 7825. It's named after the Chizos mountain range in West Texas, outside of, it's in the Chihuahuan Desert. So Ben actually did a 4-day hike through the mountains. And so it's, there's a story for everything that we do, and everything is tied together. And, travel is huge.
Ben did the hike? Where was Blake?
Well, this was in college. This was before.
Oh,
this was pre-Blake.
Oh, okay. All right. So you went to Europe together.
Yes.
Where did you go? And how long were you gone?
We were gone for 2.5-3 weeks, and we went to the Amalfi Coast. We went to Venice. We went to France. We were in Copenhagen. We did a couple things.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's actually where Ben proposed, and so it's like...
Are you guys married?
We're getting married in August.
You are? Congratulations.
I didn't know.
See, this
store,
is a first now. This is a first on the Tuesday afternoon show, the revelation of a marriage.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. That's great.
Thank you very much.
So you're getting married in August?
We're getting married in August.
Oh, my son is getting married in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really
exciting
time.
It's
Thank you. It is really cool.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the right person. You
right.
know, like you feel like... These two people...
We're jiving.
They love each other. They respect each other.
Yeah.
They like being around each other.
Absolutely.
The vibe is good. Well, good for you two.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So we have to talk about France.
Yes.
Did you land in Paris?
We ended in Paris after the Amalfi Coast. Ah. We went from Naples to Paris. I know, it's like so dream... this was a 3-year planning trip, so... It was great.
And so for your honeymoon, you're going to El Paso, Texas.
It probably.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
We
okay,
probably
good.
Are.
Exactly.
I love the Southwest. I love West Texas
yeah,
as
actually,
well.
I do too. But
so France was...
You started off in Italy.
We started off in Italy and made our way to France, which probably I would suggest not doing. You should probably do the intense Paris museums, nightlife, and then relax on the beaches of Italy.
Yes,
relax and then go into the craziness of Paris. But...
Right.
It was amazing. It was so amazing.
Good for you. So what did you learn about yourself on that trip?
Oh, my gosh. What did I learn about myself? How important my relationship was with Ben. I mean, yes, we did get engaged. But
so who proposed to
Ben
who?
Ben proposed to me. He had planned the whole thing. He asked my parents at my cousin's wedding, which was the week before we left to go to Europe.
He should have asked permission.
He did.
This is so romantic.
I know. I don't know if we have time, but I have to tell you how he proposed because it's even better. So,
hold on. Let's create suspense.
Okay.
I'll remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Robert Tomlinson. It's a Tuesday afternoon program. We're doing our summer fundraising drive, Radios in Motion. And if you would like to make a contribution, please call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Or you can walk down to Magpie, put a check in her box on the counter. You can come by and see us before 6 o'clock. We're at the GCCA Gallery on Main Street in Catskill. And now we get to hear about the proposal between Ben and Blake. Okay, yeah. So what happened?
Well, so I guess just to ring it back around, you asked what I learned about myself on the trip. And yeah. I think, you know, like I said, how important my relationship was with Ben. But so the way that he proposed was in, so we went to Louisiana for my cousin's wedding. That was the start of the trip in New Orleans. And I got a vintage Mexican silver pillbox. And he had cut paper out and written my favorite songs inside. So he wrote one of my favorite songs, which was,
do you mind telling us?
Anticipation by Carly Simon. And so
he cut it out.
He cut it out in a tiny, tiny, tiny square. And he, so then that was my gift in Louisiana. So we then get on the plane, we make it to Venice, and I get another one. And it's another song. It's People Like Us by the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, yes.
And then I'm like, wait. If you're going to propose, let's do this together, you know.
Did like, you know something was coming?
I had no idea. Oh, I had no, but I just said, it feels like it's something special. So if it's going to happen, let's, you know, do it mutually. He's like, okay, or whatever. We make it to the Amalfi Coast, and we're walking on the, they call it the Path of the Gods. And he hands, oh, look what I found on the ground. He hands me another one. It's another song. And
okay, what was that song?
What was that
we
song?
Have to know.
I can't remember that one. I'll have to get.
It wasn't
you.
You're So Vain.
No, probably not.
Of course not. What was I thinking?
But so then the last one was Paris, and I didn't know I was getting it. But I opened a box of macaroons from La Duree, because you're in Paris, you got to get macaroons.
Absolutely, yes.
So we get them. I open the box, and there's the last one. And inside was the song "Let It Be Me" by the Did the Everly Brothers right sing that first? I don't know, but
I think
it was.
It is, yeah.
My favorite version is Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell, and.
You're a true Louisiana boy, aren't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, yeah. Plug for Bobby Gentry. But anyway, yeah. So I get to the bottom of the note, and at the bottom was tied a ring for, and he said, let it be me forever. So I said, okay. But even before that, just the traveling and the time we spent together and yeah. the conversation that we had and talking about our families and everything and what mm-hmm. we wanted in life and mm-hmm. leaving, you know, corporate world and becoming our own bosses and things like that. I mean, that was huge for us, you know, and mm-hmm. it was huge for me in understanding who he was, who mm-hmm. we were as a couple,
right.
and who I am as an individual, right. and that, yes, I can be in a relationship, I can love someone, I can be this one entity together, but I also am who I am, mm-hmm. and I can be myself in this as well.
How
so
wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
that's great.
Great. Yeah.
So there's lots of different kinds of stresses in life, and certainly having a corporate job is very stressful.
Yes.
I think for most people that are in that schedule, the intensity, the expectations, some of which is stated, some of which is not stated, some of which is implied. And there's always sort of a gaming element to that lifestyle. And then you leave it and you step outside of it and it's almost like, breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
But then there's another kind of stress because you're really taking control of your life. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I'm going to kind of design my own destiny here. And now you're doing it with someone. Tell me about the stresses. So what's hard about what you're doing in terms of stressful? Is it just economics or is it, do you guys have decisions about like, no, I want to do it my way. Are there problems between you in that way?
Very few, very, very, very few. We are yin and yang. We're very opposite, but we are very compatible. And so if there's something that's really important to Ben, it's normally not as, you know, it's something normally that I can say, okay, maybe I'll let him mm-hmm. take it, you know, take that and run with it. And right. I'll take something else. But the stresses, I think, yes, obviously financial, but that's not the biggest stress. I think the biggest stress is being accountable to other people and what mm-hmm. I say, living and breathing my product and saying, okay, mm-hmm. if I tell you this is going to do what it says it's going to do, or it is what it is, it needs mm-hmm. to be that. Mm-hmm. So when people are, you know, right there at any given moment, you're on the internet, we're in about 60 stores throughout the country. We have our store, you know, so we're accountable. We're very accountable. And for me, it's not fear. It's just that you always have to be on point. You always have to be, you know,
it's kind of a way of being present.
Absolutely.
Really.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's
totally
presentable.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a difference, you know, because you have to interact with your the people that are buying your product.
Yeah. And so I think that's the biggest stress for me, and not stress that I'm stressed out that I have to talk to people or be accountable. Right. The stress is just that it's a 24/7 ordeal. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not something that's like, okay, I'm going to hang this up today, you know.
Right. So you've been in Catskill a couple months.
Yes.
What would you like to see change in the village? What do you think would improve things?
I know this is
off the top of your head, but.
Yeah. Well,
other than the chocolate shop.
I'm okay without a chocolate shop, but I do, what I love about Hilo is, because we've referenced Hilo about 40 times now, and we love you guys, what I love is that they always have music, and I actually play music as well, so that's what I do on the side. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this about you. So what do you play?
So I write, I just play the guitar. It's very, like, I just strum. I'm not a picker. I'm very, you know, down home, back porch playing kind of thing. But so I would love to see more like music and like maybe I don't know we don't have I mean just more like community, like, you know, I know we have it at on Friday nights we have the farmers market and there's always someone playing music there, but I just want to see, like, Hilo has their music all the time. I would love to see more.
You know, 394 music. Did a great music night with Scott Petito last month and his wife.
Awesome.
It was an incredible evening. There's so much talent here.
Yes,
I think that's the
yes.
big surprise, that people don't realize Hudson is more glamorous, you
Absolutely.
Know, and sort of kind of well known in that way. And it's a bigger draw. And a lot of people who have houses in the city live in Hudson, and they come up for long weekends. But the talent, I'm not saying anything against Hudson. I love Hudson.
No, no.
But
absolutely.
The talent here is amazing.
And maybe I guess my answer is that we kind of reveal that more. Let's reveal more of the talent.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in
right.
the village. Let's expose ourselves more right. so that, you know, people are coming to see us
coming
too.
And playing. All right. So tell us again about why community radio is important, and then we're going to go to Patty Smith and then welcome our next guest.
All right. Well, community radio for me, like I said, is all about finding your tribe. You know, like I said, back home, this is where I found my people. This is where I found the music that I love, where you get to listen to Patty Smith. You don't get to hear that on Top 40 Radio. And that was what shaped me and what shaped who I am today. Mm-hmm. And so I think there could be one person out there right now that's listening that goes, oh my God, they're just like me. And that's what community radio is for me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll look forward to seeing you at the Village Commons. That's
yes,
great.
Come see us.
I hope this will be the first of many visits. Oh, we have to do a post-wedding show or something,
Oh, yeah,
right?
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be great.